It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Still at a morning low of 10 degrees. That's off a high yesterday of 32. We're not going to see 32 for a while this week. As far as the Weather Service is concerned, wind chills of 0 to 10 below expected throughout the morning today. Light accumulating snow is possible this afternoon through tonight, perhaps leading to slippery travel. And there will be a greater chance for accumulating snow Tuesday and Wednesday, with a few inches of snow likely south of a Beardstown to Paris line. That's us, with higher amounts possible from Highway 50 south, so that's the Salem and Flora and Olney area. Bitterly cold air will remain over central Illinois throughout this week. Wind chill values could drop to 0 to 15 below each morning, Monday through Friday, with the coldest readings overnight Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So get ready. 10 degrees right now, wind chill of 2 below. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Governor Pritzker will present his fiscal 2026 budget proposal Wednesday as the state faces a multi-billion dollar deficit. Capital News Illinois reports the governor's office predicts lawmakers will have to address a $3 billion shortfall this spring. The deficit comes as state spending continues to grow, but revenue remains flat. Pritzker has largely ruled out any tax increases to balance the budget. Lawmakers also face uncertainty about federal funding from the Trump administration and demands for new spending. Sheriff's deputies arrested an Effingham man on a series of counts. 31-year-old Trenton Morrison was arrested on account of aggravated unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, as well as possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was sought on an Illinois Department of Corrections parole warrant. Morrison was in custody at last report. Effingham County Health Department received notice on Friday that a hawk collected in Effingham County tested positive for avian influenza. The bird was collected this past Tuesday in Effingham and submitted for testing at the University of Illinois Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. Avian influenza, also known as bird flu, is widespread in wild birds worldwide and is causing sporadic outbreaks in poultry and U.S. dairy cows, with several recent human cases in U.S. dairy and poultry workers. People rarely get bird flu, but when they do, it's most often through direct unprotected contact with infected animals. While the current public health risk is low, Effingham County Health Department is monitoring the situation carefully and working with local and state partners to assess and respond to exposure risks between people and the affected animal. As a general precaution, people should avoid direct contact with wild birds and observe wild birds only from a distance whenever possible. The public's reminded to not handle or attempt to capture waterfowl or other wild birds displaying signs of illness. There's some meetings today. The Effingham Public Library Board will meet today, meeting time 6 o'clock at the library in the Luttrell Meeting Room. They plan to have a closed session regarding personnel. They also are expected to approve their budget for the coming fiscal year. Also, a special meeting of the Effingham City Board of Fire and Police Commissioners. That'll be at 3 o'clock today at City Hall and the Council Chambers. They'll start in a closed session and then could take some action regarding a new hire of a firefighter recruit. Lakeland College will host Laker Visit Day this morning. That'll be going on from 9 to noon in the Luther Student Center on campus in Mattoon. The event's designed for prospective students to learn about Lakeland College and the resources available to help them succeed. Attendees will tour campus with a student ambassador. Representatives from many services will also be on hand, and you'll also have a chance to meet with faculty to learn more about specific programs. Attendees are also welcome to take along their parents or guardians to the event. A session will be offered to provide information relevant to parents or guardians of future Lakers. You can find out more at lakelandcollege.edu/visit. We have told you that Unit 40 again this year is hosting a series of special meetings regarding their discipline code and athletic handbook. And the next in that series is today. That'll be at Central School in the Central Library. That meeting is set for 2:45 today. And you can check with Tony Pullen, Unit 40 Effingham High School Assistant Principal. He's overseeing that review of the discipline code and other matters as far as the athletic policy. The annual pension for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is being suspended after he was found guilty on conspiracy and bribery charges. The General Assembly Retirement System of Illinois sent the former Illinois House Speaker a notice by mail Thursday. Madigan, who was tried alongside his longtime confidant Michael McLean, was accused of orchestrating five separate corruption schemes in which he sought to use his power to enrich himself and his allies. A jury of 8 women and 4 men found the former speaker guilty Wednesday on charges related to 2 of those schemes following a 4-month trial. Madigan's sentencing date's not yet been scheduled, but he faces up to 20 years in prison on his wire fraud convictions. The conspiracy and bribery charges also carry possible sentences of up to 5 to 10 years, respectively. Following his criminal convictions, Madigan will also now face a forfeiture trial in which he could be forced to pay a significant amount in penalties related to his bribery schemes. That trial is set for May 5th. It is President's Day for 2025, and a variety of activities are taking place. And a couple of matters regarding Abraham Lincoln, our perhaps most famous Illinois president, although we've had a few. The Abraham Lincoln Association has announced a major milestone in its mission to preserve and share the works of Abraham Lincoln with the public. There are 2 supplemental volumes of the collected works of Abraham Lincoln. They've been long overlooked in digital archives, but they are now available online as searchable PDFs. And among those, Lincoln's 1855 letter explaining how he lost his U.S. Senate bid, which is a little bit of an insight into how he thought politically. Additional documents from the 1832 Black Hawk War. Anybody who studies Lincoln history knows that he was a member of the forces involved in the Black Hawk War. Also, 7 new notes or mentions of Issachar Zachary. That was Lincoln's key Jewish contact during his presidency. And then letters and mentions revealing more about Mary Lincoln, the Lincoln sons, and every member of Lincoln's cabinet, especially in relation to the Civil War. So some things through the Abraham Lincoln Association you might want to check out. And then also fans of Lincoln can look at a historic ledger at the downtown Springfield site where the future president did his banking. Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs and J.P. Morgan Chase officials unveiled the reproduction of a ledger that contains records of Honest Abe's banking activities. So check that out as well. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our recent renovation has left plenty of room for our service team to help with your every need. We can quickly get you in for all maintenance and mechanical needs. Use Northside for our oil changes. We are one of the cheapest in town. We sell tires, lots of tires. While you're getting your new tires, take advantage of our amazing alignment rack. Northside will provide a great experience. Let us help you with all your vehicle maintenance, from oil changes, tires, and major repairs. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
It's cold outside, and you're probably getting tired of the same old sweaters and long sleeve shirts you've been wearing. Now you can take advantage of the 25% off sale on long sleeve sports shirts and sweaters at Weber Clothing in Totopolis. Come take advantage of the nice selection of winter merchandise they have and pick out something you'd really like. And it's now 25% off. Weber Clothing in Totopolis is here to make sure you're in style and looking good.
A look at deaths on this Monday. John Dale Wagner, 95, of Newton, died on Sunday the 9th. Funeral services for John Dale Wagner will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at First Baptist Church in Newton, and Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Michael Lee Lamar, Sr., 67, of St. Elmo, died on this past Thursday, the 13th. A family celebration of life for Michael Lamar will be held over the 4th of July weekend. Gieseking Funeral Home in Brownstown is assisting. Patricia L. Weber, 69, of Totopolis, died this past Wednesday. Funeral services for Patricia Weber will be tomorrow. That'll be at 12:30 Tuesday at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tuesday, prior to the service at church in Totopolis. And the Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Eleanor C. Gebben, 92, of Totopolis, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Eleanor Gebben will be this Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Thursday evening at the church. There will be a 3:45 CCW rosary, and then the visitation will follow from 4 to 7. Bauer Funeral Home in Totopolis is assisting. Patricia Sue Gentry, 86, of Arcola, died this past Tuesday afternoon. A visitation for Patricia Sue Gentry will be from noon to 2 on Sunday the 23rd, and that'll be at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Diana Regine Lampley, 81, of Jewett, died on last Wednesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Diana Lampley are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup. Funeral services for 93-year-old Norma Jean Helsing of Effingham will be today. That'll be at 11:30 this morning at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Norma Jean Helsing will be from 9 to 11 this morning. That'll be at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for James Brockett, 96, of Effingham will be today. That'll be at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for James Brockett from 10 to 11 this morning. As far as our forecast today, chance of flurries after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 20. Wind chill values 4 below to 6 above. Wind gusts from the west-northwest up to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 30% chance of snow, mainly between 9 and midnight. Cloudy skies, low tonight of 7. Wind chill values between 7 below and 3 above because winds from the north gusting to 20 miles an hour. Then Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high tomorrow just 15. Wind chills 9 below to 1 above because of winds again from the north-northeast up to 20 miles an hour. And then snow Tuesday night, maybe 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Right now in Effingham, we're at a morning low of 10, wind chill of 2 below. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.